Welcome to the Prepare for Your Soulmate Masterclass. What I am going to do right now is lead you through a meditation. So go ahead and close out all of your distractions. Allow yourself to be here. There's a reason that you are here. There's no coincidence that you are here. I set an intention to put this masterclass out for somebody who's really ready to attract and call in their soulmate. So whether you're here on the live, whether you're watching the replay, whether you're watching this years down the road, who knows? I trust that this is going to find you at the exact right moment. I trust that you're in a position now where you are so done with either the narcissist, the situationship, the unhealthy relationships, the relationships where you don't feel fully loved and fully chosen. I'm here to create this masterclass for you if you know deep in your soul that you have a soulmate or you have a partner who would be the best fit for you. You truly believe in that. You truly know that that could be possible. Maybe you've got glimpses of a really great relationship in the past, but it didn't end right. It didn't end well. But you at least had that experience to know what is possible. I'm here to support a specific person. Who believes in that? Who's ready to open your heart up to love? So go ahead, now that your distractions are all closed out, go ahead and close your eyes, and I'm going to lead and guide you through a meditation. Taking a deep breath in and letting it go. Really connecting with your higher power. Whatever feels right and true for you, even if it's just connecting with yourself right now. Getting into your body, getting into your heart. Allowing yourself to be in the present moment. When we are to become a match to our soulmate, we have to heal and clear and forgive and release and let go of the past. We have to be willing to break old patterns. We have to be willing to no longer entertain anything that doesn't feel right. This is why so many people don't end up with their soulmates. Everybody is capable of being with their soulmate, but most people don't experience that. And there's many reasons to this. But one of the biggest ones is that they don't break the patterns. And patterns don't just get better with time. Patterns get better with you breaking them because you have the courage. You let go of good for great. Your soulmate is on the other side of that. So what we're going to step into today is stepping into abundance mentality. So go ahead and take a deep breath in right now. And let it go. I want you to go ahead right now and picture your soulmate. You might not know what they look like, and it might be hard to have an actual visual representation of them. But I want you to really connect with their soul right now, their energy. Who is this person? What are you desiring? How would it feel sitting on the couch at night and watching a favorite show together? Watching a movie, maybe a throwback movie, how would it feel just feeling so at home with them? Can you go ahead and picture yourself right now on the couch, your couch, picking up the remote, clicking it on, turning the TV, and seeing some show, some movie you've been wanting to watch with them? Can you picture it on the screen right now? Can you allow yourself to go there. Now, can you picture looking over at this person and you feel at peace? You feel in the present moment, you feel love. You sink into the couch even more because you're relaxed. You're with your person. Can you picture holding hands or their hand on your leg, your hand on their leg? Make this real. This is what I like to do with my one-on-one clients. They say they want their soulmate. They want their dream relationship, but they don't allow themselves to actually dream and visualize like you're doing right now. This is how you make it real. It happens in your mind. And then you feel it in your body. And then you get used to the sensations. And then you keep creating those sensations every day. And then you eventually are with them in the physical. So now I want you to go ahead and picture what is something you really want to be doing with this person. What is something right now where you feel lonely? Or you just wish that they were in your life right now. You want that companion, you want that partner. What is it? Going on an adventure, traveling, out to dinner, going on a walk. What is it? What is it where you feel like you miss them the most and you really just wish that they were there? Now go ahead and make it real. Can you picture yourself on the hiking trail with them? Can you picture them sitting next to you at the beach? Can you picture cheersing with them? It's less about what they look like and who you see out in front of you, but more about the feeling you're creating in your body. What we are wanting always is just a feeling. No matter what it is we want, we just want a feeling. So go ahead when you're ready, open your eyes, allow yourself to be here. I want to share with you a few of the steps that were necessary and required for me to be in a relationship with my soulmate and what I've helped hundreds of people do over the past 6 years of attracting and calling in their soulmates. There's a few simple shifts and things and rules of this game that I want to give to you. The number one thing that's going to be necessary and required for you being that energetic match to your soulmate is to no longer entertain anything or anyone that isn't a match to what it is that you're calling in. This also goes for ruminating and thinking about a previous relationship. If you're still in your head about it, if you still wish that it went differently, when you're giving all this energy towards a previous relationship, you're not in the space of being available and being a match to your soulmate. Because think about it, if you were in the relationship with your soulmate right now, you would most likely be enjoying your time with them. You would be experiencing love and joy and friendship, companionship, intimacy, passion. You would be so in it with them. You wouldn't then be thinking about an ex. You would actually be most likely grateful that it didn't work out with an ex. You actually would start to dissolve all those ill feelings and resentment and blame because you're so grateful you're with your person. That's how manifestation and law of attraction works. There are two contradicting frequencies and feelings that we are experiencing when we're thinking about the past versus we're in the present and grateful for who we're with now. So from this moment forward, after watching this masterclass, I'm here to help you get into the feelings, the energy of how it would feel if you already were with your soulmate, and not making it so woo-woo. This happens all the time. You get your manifestation, for example, the person comes into your life, but you've been so used to thinking about the previous relationship or the lack of being with the partner you want to be, that then it feels very different. Now, what do you think about? Now, how do you feel? You already have the person. You're already in the relationship. This is where most people self-sabotage. This is where a lot of times the passion starts to fade. The person loses interest. I love to help my clients prevent that. The way that you prevent that is getting into the feelings, getting into the energy now, so that when this person does come into your life, it doesn't feel like such a shock to the nervous system. It doesn't feel like such a different energy. You'll be embodied in it. You'll be secure in it. It just feels like, oh, of course they entered my life. I've already been feeling like they're in my life. But that first step to getting there is to stop ruminating and replaying the past. This is where you have to clean up your guilt, your shame, your regret. I have a lot of clients, they come to me, they feel stupid. They feel like, how did I stay so long? How did I ignore the red flags? How did I continuously forgive them? You have to let that go. From this moment forward, being willing and open to let that go. So let's go ahead. I see a comment. Any suggestions on how we stop ruminating? Yes. So like I said, you have to stop ruminating in order to be a match. And let me just say this right now. It's not going to be perfect. It might not be 100%, but it's at least a commitment and a willingness and a dedication to stop ruminating. The main way that we stop ruminating is that we realize why we're ruminating. We are ruminating because every time that we think of this person or the thought of how it could have been with this previous person, it creates sensations in the body. You've most likely associated the beginning of that relationship or the hope you had for that relationship with a lot of love, a lot of excitement, a lot of hope. That generated sensations and feelings in the body, that the body literally gets addicted to these chemicals and these hormones and these responses that are going off in the body. Dopamine is increasing. Serotonin is increasing. Cortisol is decreasing. Your nervous system goes from fight or flight to rest and digest. The body gets addicted to relief. Why are so many people addicted to opiates? Why are so many people addicted to alcohol, to marijuana, to food? We become addicted to something because we're addicted to the relief. This is why I approach narcissistic and other unhealthy relationships as an addiction. We logically know this ain't it. That's not how I want to feel with my soulmate. I don't feel chosen by this person. This person cheated on me. This person treats me like an option. But yet somehow I'm ruminating and thinking and replaying the tape over and over and over again. All you're doing is trying to find ways to soothe the body. And the reason we want to soothe the body is because all the pain that comes from feeling discarded and not valued and not good enough and not chosen, those create very heavy feelings of insecurity and lack and scarcity. So of course we want anything that would make it feel like a hit of relief. This is why these relationships are so addicting, because we're so starved that then when we get that little breadcrumb, that feels like ecstasy. It feels amazing. And so the way that we stop ruminating, and why it's so important that we stop ruminating, is that we learn how to create those sensations in our body within ourselves. We have to stop associating them with the narcissist. I'm going to use the term narcissist to make it easy, but insert whatever feels right with you. You could just insert unhealthy relationship or a relationship that's not your end-all be-all relationship. And so once we can start to learn how to source these feelings within ourselves, we don't need to bring up the narcissist. That's when you start to get the ick from the narcissist. That's how you start to look back of, how did I even like them? Because it never was about them. It was only about the association to the feelings you felt when you were with them in the beginning. So here's in the comments, if you guys want to put it in there, or if you want to just start reflecting, or you want to pull out your journal, just sit for a second. How did you feel in the beginning with the narcissist? What did you hope this relationship would be? Why were you attracted to them in the beginning? How was your first date, your first few dates, your first few interactions? I want you to tap into those feelings right now and experiences because it's going to really highlight and show what you can start to create within yourself. Maybe you felt that excitement. Maybe you felt like you've never connected with anybody like that. Maybe you got the butterflies. Maybe you had been dating for a while and you didn't like anybody, but then with this person, you just felt that instant connection. One of the things that goes down when we are attracted to narcissists is that we are wanting a healthy, good relationship. And so we try to make it work for dear life. And we get excited in the beginning of this relationship because we think, oh my gosh, they're it. I've been calling in a relationship. I put a prayer out there. Maybe I wrote a manifestation list, and here's this person who comes into my life. Maybe you're also operating out of the clock is ticking. It's been so long since I've had a good relationship. I'm ready to get back into the game. And then, boom, this person appears. This is why I want to give you some of the ground rules of this game of love. Whenever you put it out there that you're attracting a soulmate, you want your partner, you want love, there will be tests. It's inevitable. Nobody is void of this part of the game in the process, but most people fall for the tests or they stay too stuck in the tests. Just like when we take a test in school, it's not to punish us, it's not because we messed it up. But you don't actually know the information that you're trying to learn if you keep taking a test and getting the answer wrong. It just shows you you don't know the information as well as maybe you thought you did, or you didn't prepare for it as well, but you don't know the information. So it's the same thing. You're wanting to call in a life partner, but and you want somebody who chooses you. Okay, the test comes in, this person comes in. You really like them, they're attractive, they're successful. You get along with them, you just feel good with them, but they're hesitant or they're saying they don't want a relationship. This is the test. This is the test I want everybody listening right now to become aware of. The test is that you just put it out there that you are open and wanting a relationship. This person isn't. It's not to say that they can't be your person, but it is to say at that time, they aren't. This is where when clients come to me, I see the mistake happen all the time. They fall for this test. Somebody comes in their life, they were praying for it, they want their soulmate. But they fall for this test. And the test is that when you're in your power and your confidence and your worth and you're solid and secure in your decision and desire to have a soulmate, you don't feel the need to entertain or make it work with somebody who isn't a match at that time. So this is where you have to let go of good for great. There's a window, there's a period of time where it might feel like nobody's there or it's never going to happen. But if you can live through that window and that void while you're on the journey of being a match to your soulmate, you will get the reward. You will win the game. Most people don't know how to play in that realm. They feel it's taken too long. Maybe nobody's perfect. Maybe I'm being too picky. Maybe I'm asking for too much. You're not. There are 7 billion people in the world. You get to have somebody who is the closest match. And the way that you will wait for your closest match and have the endurance and the stamina and the patience for your closest match is when you're secure and okay with being alone. You're not going to stay alone. You're not going to stay stuck there, but you're so okay with it. And that's when you stop settling. That's when somebody tells you they're not ready for a relationship, you say, okay, thank you for your time. I had a great few moments with you, great few dates. But I'm interested in looking for a relationship, so I need to make sure I'm open and available for that. Instead of trying to fit that square peg in the round hole of, well, maybe in a few months they'll be ready for a relationship. Maybe if they really get to know me, then they're going to change their mind because I think they're just scared of love. You stop jumping through all these hoops of making excuses for people who are showing you right in front of you that they are not the right match for you. The only reason we try to make it work or talk ourselves into it or give excuses all day long is when we're operating out of scarcity, lack, insecurity, low self-worth. We're not trusting and we don't believe. And so that's why I wanted to put this masterclass together, because I want to increase your faith. I want to give you hope. I want to share some prayers that I used in order to be a match with my soulmate. I want you to know that the fact that you're on a masterclass about preparing for your soulmate means you get to have it. You're meant to have it. We wouldn't be an energetic match right now. So that's amazing news. I've had so many one-on-one clients come to me and they've given up hope around being with their soulmate, or they felt like they dated so much, it's been too long. They're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, whatever it is, whatever their excuse is, their limiting belief. I take them through the meditation where they start visualizing and feeling into their soulmate. They still sometimes don't believe it. But then 100% of the time they've come back and we've celebrated them being with their soulmate. So many of them now have had kids. They've gotten married. They've gotten engaged. I've been doing this a long time now, so I see it. The fact that you desire it and you had the willingness to sign up and show up to this masterclass, especially live, is amazing. Means that it's real for you. It's going to happen for you. It can't not happen for you. So that's why I want to help you prepare for it. Check the time. And there's rules to this. There's guidelines. There's things, steps, and processes we need to follow. So the number one thing is what I already shared. You got to let go of the narcissist, the situationship, the person who's not choosing you, the person who says that condescending remark. Got to let go of talking yourself into making it work, especially in the early phases when you're dating, especially when it seems like it's so close to what you asked for. Having to let go of a fear of you're being too picky or you're being too superficial or whatever you think you're afraid of. The second part is trusting and believing in the fact that you do get to have a soulmate. The fact that you desire it means it's for you. So that second part is upping and amping the belief in it. For me, I know my 16-year-old boyfriend, my high school boyfriend, was what helped me keep the faith. It was the first time I really felt in love with somebody. And I know that that sounds young, but I had started dating a really, really young age and I didn't feel that with anyone else. And after this person, until I actually was with my soulmate, I didn't feel it with anybody else. I dated people, I got in a few relationships, but I never really felt in love. And I never felt that mutual, we both love each other. I kept creating the dynamic of either I like the person more or the person likes me more. From that time I was 16, I didn't have that. But the gift in that was that I believed in it. I don't know if I would have fully believed in it if I didn't ever experience. And year after year after year, I just dated a few people, had a few relationships, but never was really fully in love with them. But that's what kept me going. That was the silver lining. That relationship ended really painfully for me. But the silver lining of it was that I truly believed in being in love with people. I knew that existed, that was real. And so I wonder if you can tap into something similar. Have you ever had it where you just felt really best friends and at home with somebody and just in love with someone? You feel excited about life again. Life makes sense, even if it ended painfully or not the way that you wanted. But have you gotten a glimpse of it? Did you taste that? Let me know in the comments. Say yes. You could say no. That could be an honest answer for you too. But the whole point of where I'm going with this right now is your belief in it. Your belief that your soulmate exists, your belief that you get to have that relationship where you're with your best friend, your companion, somebody you get to share your life with, somebody who really gets you and understands you and accepts you, somebody who has your back, somebody who chooses you, somebody who pursues you. So somebody said at this point, unsure. That's okay. That's honest. I want honesty. I'm the biggest on honesty. What would faith be if we knew exactly that we were gonna have a soulmate and we knew exactly who they were and we knew the exact timing, the exact moment? That wouldn't be faith. That's the whole point of faith. Faith is believing in something with no evidence, full evidence. And no date. But that's what keeps us going as humans. We have to have something to believe in. And so I'm going to invite you after we get off this masterclass to pull out your journal, pull out the notes section, sit with yourself for a second, go sit by the water, go sit in nature, go sit under a tree, and start praying or setting an intention of being open and available and willing to believe in the fact that you get to have a soulmate. But that's what's going to lead me into step three. It's not so much even about this one person you're going to be with the rest of your life. It's about you becoming that soulmate within yourself. It's about you feeling the sensations you feel when you feel the hope of you being with a soulmate. It's about you going to the first part where I said letting go of all exes and past relationships and thinking that you did something wrong or that it should have been differently and letting that go and getting to acceptance of that. And somebody had asked, how do we stop ruminating? It's the step three of this right now. We create the sensations we want to feel in a relationship in our own bodies, independently of being with anybody. So we start to increase our dopamine and our serotonin and decrease our cortisol. We start to get out of fight or flight and scarcity, and we get into rest and digest. So I want to ask you guys right now, what are some ways that you can feel more in love? How can you feel more excitement? How can you feel more joy? How can you feel more peace? Are there a few things that come to mind right now? Go ahead and put it in the comments. What are some things that make you tick, that make you come alive? Maybe you haven't done it in a really long time, or maybe you've only done it in a relationship. This is a masterclass on preparing for your soulmate. So you start to let go of your exes. You start to trust and believe you even have a soulmate, but then you start to be your soulmate and create the feelings within yourself so that when your soulmate comes in, they're just a cherry on top. They are just the sprinkles. They are not the main substance, the ice cream. So my invitation to you right now is to not entertain anyone who is not a match. To not talk yourself into making it work. To not give all these excuses and benefits of the doubt. You can be a compassionate, loving person, but you also can respect and choose yourself enough to walk away and say no to somebody who's not a fit. It's being willing to disappoint other people in order to honor yourself. We abandon ourselves when we continuously hold on to or get ourselves into the wrong relationships. So if you have a fear of abandonment, which most people do, that's normal as humans, one of the key ways to correcting it is through choosing yourself. You have a fear of not being chosen. Where are you not choosing yourself? Where are you choosing somebody else over you? Where are you protecting somebody's feelings over your own? So when we want to be this match to our soulmate, we have to operate out of abundance and self-worth. More than enough people who would be a great fit. I can say no to somebody who's not a right fit because I'm secure within myself. I actually deserve somebody who would be a good fit. And sometimes to be the match to that person, that means me saying no to the wrong person. And so if narcissistic relationships have been something that you struggle with and you want to go deeper into some of your patterns, some of your limiting beliefs, some of your fears, some things that have just been going on in your head and your mind that you are so associated to, this is where I come in and I support you. So I know somebody here already has joined the offer, but if you feel called, if you want to go deeper in this, this is what I do in my four-step program. This is where you let go of the narcissist. You let go of the pain. You let go of the past. You start to get into your worth and your confidence. And then you start learning how to love your life, how to create those sensations you created in your body from the ruminating and the beginning, and how to have that be your new normal. Your new normal is you are in abundance. You love yourself in a non-arrogant way. You respect yourself. You give to yourself. You treat yourself. You're kind to yourself. From that place, you'll be a match to your soulmate. And the way that you can trust yourself with this and to not get stuck in the wrong relationship is that you, in step three of the program, is where I teach you to say no and to be able to reject people and to be rejected and not make that wrong or bad. So you don't get trapped or stuck in the wrong relationship because you know that you could walk away. You know that you won't ignore the red flags. You know that you won't get into the wrong relationship. You'll be able to be that match with your soulmate because you won't entertain somebody who's not choosing you. You won't do certain patterns that you did in the past, and you'll know your patterns because in step two of the program, you take an inventory. You go see your part in some of these relationships. So you'll start to notice your patterning, your character defects, your insecurities. You'll start to clean them up so that after you go through step four and you start dating again, eventually, you won't fall for the ways of being that got you into or stayed too long in the narcissistic, unhealthy relationships. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to answer some questions for you guys. So go ahead in the chat. Any questions that are coming up? I'm about to end this recording, actually, so that I can go fully live with this. So I'll just end the recording with, if you're interested in the program or if you want to do the one-on-one offer with me, at the time of the recording, I have a 50% off offer, but only for two people. But then normally it's going to be the regular price. Just send me a DM on Instagram and we will just chat about it. So I'm so glad that you're here. I just want to up your belief in the fact that you get to have a soulmate. Go through the three steps again, rewatch this if you need to, of what to really do to begin to prepare for them, and know that you just even being here and signing up for this, it means that you're already getting the ball in motion. You're another step closer. You're going to start to notice signs and synchronicities, ideas, inspirations. You will be led to go places. You will be guided to watch something. Things are going to start happening around you to get you to the point of really preparing for your soulmate and being that match to them. So don't be surprised if tests come. Don't be surprised if you feel like you're messing it up. If you feel frustrated, the last prayer I want to share before going into some questions here is I had to pray. I said, God, give me the stamina, the strength, the endurance to not settle, to wait for my soulmate, to be ready and to be that match, to be that woman that he would be attracted to. I had to consistently, my higher power is God. Your higher power can be whatever your higher power is. But for the purposes of this, I would say, God, what is your will for my life and my relationship? I give this to you. And I had to mean that and surrender it over. And so I just want to share a big part of the journey of preparing for your soulmate, in my experience, has been prayer and asking for my higher power's will and not just what I think I need. So my soulmate is 10 times better than what I was asking for or any list I ever created. But I only got to be at that point because I surrendered it and gave it up. So I look forward to seeing your DMs. DM me at Dr. Anneli on Instagram. Going to go ahead and end the recording and answer some of these questions here.